Standing on the side, the one who gives out the Aliyah also. But it doesn't have to be him. two guys on the side are supposed to represent the fact that they're going to hold the third, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the third. The third is given by the Sarsu, the middle one. It's as if the Gabbai is giving the third to the Balkur, the Balkur gives to the Nisa. The Amar Abba Boy made it by the Kabbai. When the Rebbe gives the shift to the Talmidim, the Rebbe should not be in a more comfortable position than the Talmidim. Let's say they don't have enough chairs. The Rebbe is going to sit on a comfortable chair. Talmidim is going to sit on the floor. Talmidim is going to stand. So that's not right. If Talmidim are standing, and Talmidim is sitting on the floor, the proper thing is the Rebbe should sit on the floor. The Rebbe will sit on a comfortable chair on the Mita, and the teacher turned to Shana with Talmidim, and they're sitting on the floor. That's not fair. The Rebbe should be the same. Shanema. After Paul, Mori Mori, the Rosh Hashanah tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come stand with me, as if God himself is standing. And the teacher returns to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rebbe is the Rosh Hashanah, the Talmud is Moshe Rabbeinu, they're both in a standing position. The Rebbe, the Rosh Hashanah, is not going to be a more comfortable position than the Talmud. Tana, Abonim, we have a Raisha, Moshe Rabbeinu, till the days of Rabbi Gamliel, the Oyel, the name of Tara, Elamil, and they always stood in the base building, they never sat. Adam covered on Tara. Everybody, the Jewish people got weaker, but in the Navy Torah and the Yusha. They started learning Torah in a sitting position. And that's what it means at the end of Masechet Sota. In this time of time, something changed in the Navy. That time of night, something else changed. It says there in the Mishnah, the Shalei Israel Kamil, what will cover our Torah? What way is it what will cover our Torah? Because Kozman, he was alive, and he still stands in the basement. Later on, they said, they have in the Sefer through Zamusa, one of the, he saw Zalat had three most outstanding Tamil, the Muslim. So one of them was Simcha Zissel, Ziv, his family name was Ziv, blind as well. And he said, Simcha Zissel Kelema, he founded the Kelema Talmud Torah. Kelema Talmud Torah had secular studies also. It was high school. The Abdel Rabbi Sol Salanta encouraged him about this Talmud Torah. So first he was preparing for a year. He was trying to enlist students to come to the Talmud Torah. Enlist until the Second World War, then they killed everybody. So he was enlisting students and trying to sell the idea. At the end of the year, Rabbi Sol Salanta said, can you foresee any dangers? Starting this high school. So he said, yeah, all right. I'm going to teach secular studies. If you won't be careful, you can turn out to be a negative result. Teaching technical studies in Torah, then they think that everything is secular. But it's also like this, it's a good thing you said that. If you would have said you can't perceive any dangers, you would have told you to scrap the whole idea, even though you wasted a whole year. Now that you said you can perceive that it may turn into a negative result, I can rely on you. You've got to keep your eyes open on this door. They say he was a big tzaddik of Simcha Zissel. And when he was younger, he always used to stand by the shtem. All day he used to stand. And because he stood excessively, he was an old man whose leg had terrible trouble with his legs. But after that, he'll die. The art cutting hand. I'm not supposed to stand all day in my life. So he used to, on Rosh Hashanah, he used to dive in Musa, he used to sit down in the Rosh Manasseh. He couldn't stand the leg. And he called on Yom Kippur, he had to eat in the middle of Rosh Manasseh. He was an old man, he had to eat. He had to sit down and he had to eat in the middle of Rosh Manasseh. He only had a suffering, so there's a lot of, the eating didn't bother him. He only had a suffering. Should he say the prophet, Bari Pri Hadama, Bari Mamin, he's only going to be sitting. Even the prophet is a hefsi. Sitting and eating was not a hefsi. Only the prophet was a hefsi. That's a big problem. Synthesis of Kelema. Synthesis of he made the Kelema, it was known as the Kelema Talmud Torah. They were very rigid, they were very strict. Big discipline. So that's Rabbi Gamliel got stiff. Now the Gemara says, in commenting on that passage, that Moshe Rabbeinu was called to stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, body. I'm standing with him to stand with. So there seems to be a contradiction between two things. On the one hand, because that the Rambam of the Eishah Bahar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I sat on Har Sinai 40 days before night. Because that the Rambam of the Behemad at the Bahar, I stood on Har Sinai 40 days before night. There's a contradiction. Was he standing? Was he sitting? Amar Rav, The rabbi answers, it depends. But the Rebbe Shalom was teaching the dinim that God was standing, he was standing with him. I made the lineup. And he learns from the Rebbe Shalom. The Rebbe Shalom is standing and he's standing. But when he chased on his own, then he sat. Out of respect for the Shechina, he stood because the Rebbe Shalom was standing. And then when he was chased, Yerusha the Shechina, when he was reviewing, he sat there. That's one of them. And then I'm a different answer. I'm a Yerusha the Shechina. He was in a reclining position, in between. They're both true. A little bit standing and a little bit sitting. It was smicha. It was leaning. Okay. Abiyachar Ramah, the word yeshiva doesn't mean to sit. Ain't shiva lalashan akkadosh and emma. But they should be kadosh yami rabim. Reisha b'ha means I spent 40 days on Hasina. Doesn't mean I sat. Reisha means I spent 40 days. That's the line in the Gemara. This line is what the Rosh quotes to argue with the Rambam. Rambam sounds like he thinks that you should always recite all year long, you should recite Kiddush in the sitting position. Kiddush from Rabbi Yisrael, you should say Kiddush in the sitting position. Except for Sukkot. Because the last breath he's going to say is going to be Leishu Basukkot. You're going to sit down before you say Leishu Basukkot, then you're lacking over Lafiyot. The Leishu Basukkot means to sit in the Sukkot. So if you sat down before, then it's not over Lafiyot. So the Rosh quotes that Rambam, the Rosh in the Sefer Sukkot. He said, that's a joke. Basukah's teshu doesn't mean to sit. Teshu basukah means to sit in the sukkah. When he walks into the sukkah, he says, Kiddush in the standing position. There's also the kind in the mitzvah, basukah's teshu. Teshu means loshen akkadah. And he quotes this gemara with this verse, ein yeshiva loshen akkadah shenema. But teshu the kaddish yamim rabbi. Doesn't mean that they were sitting in kaddish. They spent many years in kaddish. So the Rosh Tani is even when you're standing in the sukkah. Once you enter this, you should really say the Brach Leishu Basukha before you walk into the sukkah. We don't do that. We walk into the sukkah and we say the Brach Leishu Basukha. So it's anyway Lachar Asiyos. What's the difference? If you're standing in the sitting, that's what they want. The Rambam apparently thinks that's what the Taz says. Rambam thinks that's true. When you walk into the sukkah, you're ready in fulfillment of the mitzvah. But you only recite the Brach if there's a Maisa HaMitzvah, Maisa Nesuyah. Walking into the sukkah is not enough. That sitting down is a kriyas, a maisa kriyas. So you should say the bracha before you do it. The maisa and the kriyas are sitting in this. Okay. So nachamot. So there are contradictions. An apparent contradiction between the two sukkahs. On the one hand, one pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in Hasina 40 days, 40 nights. The other pasuk says he was standing. So one answer is sitting doesn't mean sitting. It means akoba. He stayed there. Other answer is he was reclining. He was smicha, half standing and half sitting. The third answer was when the Rebbe Shlom taught him the din, he stood and covered Hashchina. When he chazed on his own, the Rebbe Shlom wasn't there and Hasinah, he gave him a chance to chazed, then he was sitting. The fourth answer is when he says, Rabbi Omar, Rabbi gives a different answer, Rakis Miyuma, Toshis Miyusha. The difficult din he sat down for, because he was going to stand, it's so complicated, he's going to strain himself to stand, he won't understand the halacha properly. But the easy dinim, that were easy to understand, then he showed Kabbalah Torah and he stood. So Chaim Volozhiner commented on this Gemara, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah Kabbalah Torah. What are you doing? There's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kabbalah Torah. You're going to show Kabbalah Torah, you're going to stand, and you won't be able to, the difficulty, you won't be able to comprehend, you're straining yourself to stand. Whenever there's a conflict between Kabbalah Torah and Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah wins. So Raka is for you, the Ummah, easy being in, which will understand the easy standing or sitting, so you demonstrated Kabbalah Torah. But cautious and complicated halachas, but you need to pay close attention. So there he didn't want to show Kabbalah Torah because it would take away the Kabbalah Torah. So that's, sometimes you have this issue with the yeshiva. When I love the yeshiva place, you want to share. And you don't enjoy the share. You're going to leave, and that Rebbe does have so many students. You're going to leave that Rebbe. He's going to be left with 5 students. And all the other rabbis have 75 students, and he's going to feel good. So what can you do? Just to this, Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kabbalah Torah. That's what you see from this one. Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kabbalah Torah. Shabbos, let's say, the Talmidim are sitting and learning, in the middle of a complicated crisis, then the rabbi walks in. They're going to stand up, so it's going to divert their attention. Then they're going to sit and they have to start all over again. They're going to have to start all over again. So the mitzvah of showing Kabbalah Torah is impinging down the Talmud Torah. If you can stand up and keep on the conversation, okay. So the Kavod HaTorah is showing Kavod to the Rebbe. Kavod HaTorah is not taking away from the Talmud Torah. But in the middle of a complicated topic, you're going to stand up, so it's going to take away from the Talmud Torah. So there's one opinion in Kiddush at the end of the first verse, when the Gemara talks about Kibra Aviyem, standing up and coming up front. One opinion that the Talmudim only have to stand up if they're not in the middle of learning. When they're in the middle of learning, then Kavod HaTorah, then Talmud Torah takes place and so the Kavod HaTorah.
Give them on the base, but it says Talmud or the Talmud, Kavod HaTorah, the
Yeah, that's this topic. Okay, that's this topic. So that's one opinion in Kiddushin. We don't pass them like that. We pass them even in the middle of learning, you also have to stand up. But Talmud Torah takes person in Talmud Torah. They don't lose that. So that the Yeshua, not Gemara in Kiddushin, quotes a Medrash. The answer is difficult. The Medrash says that as a reward for demonstrating Kavod HaTorah, the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us the ability to understand that. So even though right now it's little terror, in the middle of a long basis, when you stand up, you have to start all over again, so we're going to waste 3-4 minutes to start all over again the whole basis. We're going to lose track. But because we did a mitzvah, Kavod HaTorah, so the Min HaShamayim, they will bless us, the reward will be that they'll give us a better understanding of what. At the end of the day, it will be Kavod HaTorah.
Back to the relation of Siddur, so presumably a mice and a suyam or whatever. Is that mice the sin or is that mice to drink the kiddush? It seems
to always the sinning.
But you wouldn't make the sinning, at least the way we pass it, we wouldn't, if we just go and sit and more eating, we wouldn't be doing it.
That's a minute that we have, that's a minute that the Baal HaTes is going. That's right. If you just sit in Siddur for a long time, then you do Siddur. We have a meaning that you only say if you're eating food. And then the Chayyadam has a twist that a lot of people call. The Chayyadam says, you only say that if you're eating food, means like this. I'm going to sit in the sukkah for 2 hours, and I'm going to eat the meal later. So I say, Deleshiva sukkah until I eat the meal. If I go to visit someone, and I sit and I talk for 45 minutes, I'm not going to eat anything. Then he says, then you do say Deleshiva sukkah right away. The whole idea, you only say Leish HaMasukah when you're eating, is
you
say the Leish HaMasukah till you eat, and if you're going to eat in this session, there's not going to be any eating at all, then you say Leish HaMasukah right away.
I know, because I see people who make, they come, but they make, even those who stand for Kiddush, sit for the Leish. It seems to be so against what I was saying, because it makes sense.
They sit before.
Yeah. Like I say, the whole board is to get that over Lassi Yasim, so then say the bracha, then sit.
Right.
When they stand for the occasion, then they sit, and they're like, Leish HaMasukah, you gotta sit for Leish HaMasukah. Like, but that doesn't make sense, according to what we're saying.
I think the meaning is, like, many have the meaning to sit for Kiddush on the law, even on Sukkot. They follow the Rambam, you should sit all the time by Sukkot. They don't follow the Rambam, but Sukkot is an exception to the Rosh. Because the Rosh is tight, it's anyway like Rasi Yosef. When he walked into the Sukkot, it's already like Rasi Yosef. It's over Rasi Yosef. For the next 2 hours, he's going to sit with me.
But to sit, Mom, is right before the Bracha, that makes no sense.
I think so.
It's called the Yiddish Sheet.
I think so. Okay. The remark says that Steinberg are two people reading simultaneously. This is the we went to say. J. Cole and Stanley. If I'm saying Kiddush, 10 people saying Kiddush, the other saying Kiddush, you're not Mashmeli Yosef. The other saying the other. Okay. But if you're not saying your own Kiddush, this thing is someone else's Kiddush, then we have an issue. J. Cole and Stanley. So you shouldn't say Kiddush simultaneously. But if it's the Hallow, then the Giller, so then we say, I did the Chavigalei, Yadi Gaikai. Can you not? In advance of. So why didn't you use such a funny Russian and add a book Sukhum from Tanakh to prove what the word over is? Why didn't say Kalamitz is good for Rakhalim Kaidim Lasiyasa? Kaidim, everybody knows what it is. Why does he choose such a funny Russian? So the Mishanim understand over is immediately before the conclusion of over the over. You should send the Bracha too far in advance. How do you know that that's correct? So the Tesis points out the Gemara in the Menachos says, Philip, Ain't the same of a when you say the bracha on the shoyad, the Gemara says you have the shoyad on your arm and you're about to tighten it. You're about to tighten it. That's very velocious. Not when you're taking it out from the tefillin zakor or when you're unrolling or something. You should have the mamish immediately. So that's why the Gemara speaks of that expression. Shmua speaks of expression. Come on, this is good. Come on, this is good. It means even a mitzvah, the rabbanu. That's it. Because the speaker begins only the rabbanu. Halal is a machlekes, but halal is the raisa, halal is the rabban. The Allah is gedolah seems to hold the halal is the raisa. And the Ramban defends him and says halal is the raisa. And the Tosis says the halal is only the rabban. There's a Rashi in Brachas and Abkhov. Rashi says that the rule that we have, the mitzvah says, Seychelles, Ram Grama, Roshim Abdul is only twice the mitzvah the raisa. Does not apply to mitzvah the rabban. Mitzvah the rabban depends on the institute. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and he says it's not true. But the rule even applies to mitzvah derabbanan. And we have a few exceptions to the rule. Mikra Megillah, the women on the fifth, goes up and have yes on this. They're responding to it, even though it's my grandma, it's all the rabbanan. It's the up and have yes on this. A seba, because it's up and have yes on this. So that's the reason that it's an exception to the rule. But the rule that mitzvah says that she has my grandma, women are potter, applies even to mitzvah derabbanan as well, not by Rashi. Rashi does not. So this is kind of that Rashi is wrong. Because the Gemara says that women are not the thing to recite halal, only men. But this is the sounds like the Rambam, so they were pushed. Halal is only the Rabbanan. So how can you say that women are... The Gemara says women are not chayv in halal. And if a man does not have to say halal, and his wife is going to say for him, he has to say word for word after her. He can't rely on Shemekah. Because he only applies Shemekah in it. The person is blowing the shofar, saying the kiddush is believe the door. He's saying the believe the door, and the motzi has to rabbi with the shofar. So a woman cannot be motzi and men with halal, but the women are not believe in halal. The place says, but halal is only the rabbanon. Rashi says the rule doesn't apply to mitzvah the rabbanon. See that Rashi is wrong, that the rule even applies to mitzvah the rabbanon. The rule of mitzvah says that Shai's man grub, Mashim Turis, even applies to mitzvah the rabbanon, unless you have an exception to the rule. Like Abanak Yosanes, it's the reason why you're all four. Are an exception. You do not have office there as Chavik and Seba, that would case it. And Chris Gerab comes to defend Rashi and says, maybe Rashi holds like a Ba'ak, how am I young to be there Isa? That's why the rule of Zman Grabba comes. Because how long is there Isa? How can Allah be there Isa? Is there a possible conclusion? The Ramam laughs at the Ba'ak and says, how long, everybody knows how long is Grabba. There's no possible conclusion. Why should Allah be there Isa? So the Ramban has a suggestion. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs to establish which of the 613 mitzvahs. In the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the 14 guiding principles, the 14 klalim, the 14 shoroshim, to establish what belongs in the minyan mitzvahs, what not. So the first part he writes is the only to include mitzvahs thereis. As the Gemara says, 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. The mitzvahs the Rabbanim were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. They were developed later by the rabbis. So how can that? He makes fun of the Ba'ak, how can the Ba'ak include halal? Everybody knows halal is only the Rabban. So the Ramban comes to defend the Ba'ak, but the Rambam's attack. So he says, maybe the Ba'ak thinks that halal are yantar is their answer. Based on the passage of Simchas Yantar. There are two parts to Simchas Yantar. Simchas Akut, you should have Basa the Yai. And Simchas, the Basa of Simchas the Yai, that's all that's an effort. The soul should closer with that other couple, reciting halal maybe is a part of the Simchas Yantar. So that's what he mentioned yesterday, that the Ramah possibly is a compromise. On Shabbos Talmud, when you lay for yourself, you say on Abdus, when you say Mashu, you only say Haftarah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Talmud and Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Mashu. On Yom Kippur, Shabbos Talamoy, or Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh, and Shabbos, you do say Haftarah. The Gemara has a Machlekes, a third Ramah Mavikim, when they say the Bracha, it's Haftarah, you end up with Kadesh al Shabbos, because the aggregation to recite Haftarah is because of Shabbos, not because it's Rosh Chodesh, not because it's Talamoy. But he say, no, true, the obligation stems from Shabbos, but today is Shabbos Talamoy. Today you say the Kadesh al Shabbos in Israel, that's my God. So it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is out of Paschim. The Gemara gives a Maskana, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to read the Maskana. It's I mean, it is that we have a compromise that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. And Shabbos Talam Mitzvot, as we say, Tadeshah Shabbos Yisrael HaZanit. Shabbos Talam Mitzvot Pesach, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, just ends off with Tadeshah Shabbos. But why Shabbos Talam Mitzvot is different? Nobody in the Gemara agrees the word that there should be a difference. The Gemara puts all three together. Shabbos Talam Mitzvot Pesach, Shabbos Talam Mitzvot, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Either all three, just say the Tadeshah Shabbos, or all three you do mention the other. So the Ramah quotes from the Rosh Chodesh, because Sukkot is a look in the Tabarissa. Where does that play a role? So the Gemara in Erechim, the Piyud on the base, has this to explain why did we recite Halal Shalom every single day? Sukkot, but they said we don't say Halal Shalom. We only say Halal Shalom on the first day. The Gemara says because Sukkot is every day Chalukim with Tabarissa. Every day you bring a different part. The first day you bring 13 Poriachat, next day you bring 12. 11, 10 goes down. Korachat, I'm a spot tomorrow. And every day has its own parsha. Because it's different, as if the Gemara said variety is the spice of life. He says it's variety, so therefore everything is different. And therefore what? And therefore, the Agos Minhagin, the Rambam quotes the Agos Minhagin, Shabbos Malam Tzuk, you say every day, you say the Kaddish of Shabbos and Sol as mine, how did that affect the Chan? So, Rav Soloveitchik used to take shot in the Gemara, I'll just have this as well. Chalukim HaKavrasen means like this. On Pesach, the whole Yontif, in this week's segment, Parshat Pinchas, all the Karbonos are included in one paragraph. It says the Karbonos on the Sof manifest, and it says, all the priest Karbonos, 7 days a year. So the whole Yontif is a Yontif that lasts for 7 days. So it's a Chiyav Simchas Yontif. He said halal on the first day. Halal flows from Simchas Yantar, the Ramban said. So if you had said halal shalom on the first day, you might say for Simchas Yantar. Those are the food slots, so it's a speck of the other. Maybe the first day was really Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach, maybe it's Erev Pesach. And the second day Yantar was really Yantar Rishon. So you say halal on the first day, means what day was the mitzvah. Day is only as possible. Say halal shalom on the second day, maybe yesterday was speck of the other. Once you already said the halal shalom, you will yotze the simchas yantiv. It's one long yantiv. You have to do the simcha at some time or another. So yotze it. And sukkis, every day has a separate parsha. There's not a yantiv that has a duration of 7 days. The first day is yantiv, the second day is a separate yantiv, the third day is a separate yantiv. Not so much because of variety. A look in the cover is saying, no, because the chumash writes every day in a separate parsha. It's a psilcha or a stumah. So Yom HaShenim, Yom HaShlishit, Yom Revi'i, Yom HaMishi, every day is a separate parsha. So every day is a separate Kedushas HaYom. And every Kedushas HaYom is Mechayim and Simchas Yantar. So you have to have Basar V'Yayin every day. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, HaSimcha Kol Shmayna. All 8 days, all 7 days of Sukkah, and the 8th day, there's a Chiyav Simcha every single day. Pashto Simcha and Amchalam HaPen, you have to have Basar V'Yayin every day. As long as you have Basar V'Yayin, the first day, the first day is a straight at the end, maybe the first day is every Pesach. You had Basar V'Yayin the second day, you ate it. You don't have to have Basar V'Yayin every day of Pesach. Because it's one long Simchas Yom, one long Yom Tov for 7 days. So you ate it already. But on Sukkah is that every day has its own parsha, a separate paragraph. There's a Pesach or a Stum in between every day. The other day, each day is Mechayim and Sukkah. Each day you have to have Basar V'Yayin separately. And each day you have to have halal separately. So this is.
If you're a stick on Pesach on the first day, then the halal Moshe should say halal shalom.
Right, that's what Rav Moshe, he's Rav Soloveitchik said that Shiri says, his father said, if a guy was in intensive care unit, he was in a coma, the first couple of days of Pesach, when he comes out, on the last day halal, the last day Pesach, he should say halal shalom. It's not that in the first day you say halal shalom, the rest of you don't. You agree sometime or another to say halal shalom during the duration of Pesach. That was exactly his teaching. Yes, yeah, so he said that this has no application. The Kaddish Yisrael, the Kaddish HaShabbos Yisrael HaZmanis, does make sense because Sukkot is a look at the cover of saying. Pesach is not, therefore you should mention Sukkot, you should mention Pesach. What's the connection? So that's why the Lulu Gun said it, it's not here. The Lulu Gun said you should be saying not on Pesach, not on Sukkot. Should only mention, should only end up in Kaddish HaShabbos. So that's the Gemara immediately. The Oibel Asiyasa means immediately before. There's a different analogy, Rav Zohar Eshi didn't like when you go by the Yekis, when they put on the talus, they hold the talus in front of them, they say the Sakhid Tzitzis, and they turn it in the back, and they put it over the head. So Rav Zohar Eshi said in Lithuania, they didn't do like that. He was brought up in Lithuania, then he went to university for a bit. So some of them were hugging, he liked, some of them hugging, didn't. He thought that that's not proper. But so even the Oibel, he said, you should say the Brahma when you're holding the talus behind your head as you're about to put it on top of your head. That's Oibel Asiyasa, immediately before. Like when you put the Shayar on your arm before you do the Hidu. So that's called Oibel Asiyasa. Okay, so you got to say a bracha lefana. What bracha do you say? So we say, Amikra Megillah. Even though it's only a literal, I'm going to say Amikra Megillah. Then you say, Shos Anisa. Which mitzvahs do you recite Shos Anisa? Which mitzvahs do you not recite Shos Anisa? La Vesena. So Rav Soloveitchik had from his father, from our Moshe Soloveitchik, that only when the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa. The Gemara says that women are Mekuyim and Nisa. Places explain the Gemara. This says the Shazman Rabba Wayne are not part of the Eman, it's only a mitzvah of the Rabbana. So they really should have been part of the Nisa, a Seba, the Kaisis, Mikram Megillah, as long as they're Ishkaita because it's really from Rama. We made an exception to the rule because I've been heard yes on that. Because I'm Seba, as a Chuba, things the end of Chelgar and the rest Chuba. Somebody has a Makashia that we wear Tfilah, Matia, Kavasa Shabbatichah, Tibia Chazoka, Tia Hashem in Mitzrayim. Zechel is in Mitzrayim. So why don't we say women are mechuyev and hanochas tefillin? Because I've been had yes on this. That's his question. So he says, according to one opinion in Tosfos, I've been had yes on this only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan, doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. If tefillin is a mitzvah deraisa, that'll be an yes. But according to the other opinion in Tosfos, I've been had yes on this can even apply to mitzvah deraisa, but it's only a svar on the level of rabbanan. Why shouldn't we say that women have a thing to wear tefillin in the rabbanah? I don't know if you're saying this. Even though tefillin is a mitzvah deraisa, you should be mechayev women in the rabbanah. So the Samsoiva gives an answer, and he says there are two different things. One mitzvah is pesuminis, and one mitzvah is zechalanis. You only apply the svar after not the asanis, if the nature of the mitzvah is pesuminis, the parsemis anis. When you read the Megillah, when you do have Seder in conjunction with the whole place of Seder, when you drink Abitrosis, so that's Pesumi Nisa. So then you say, Abba Nabi Asanis. Tefillin is not Pesumi Nisa. The first thing that comes to mind when you wear Tefillin, right away people say, oh, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not Pesumi Nisa. If you open up the Bakken and open up the Parshas, it says about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the maximum you can say is that it's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechel Anis. So if it's only Zechel Anis, then you don't apply the Svara Bakan Hagas and this. That's what the Chasam Sefer is. So Moshe Soloveitchik gave, he thought that answer was good. And he added on a cloud. He said, how do you know what's an easy point to determine whether the mitzvah Zechel and this or the Chasamus and this? You only recite the Prophet Shas and Nisim when it's the Sumi Nisim. It's only Zechel and this. So when you put on tefillin, nobody says the Prophet Shas and Nisim. Because even though it says, Mantir Tarshash and Tefillin, it's a zechavanas, not bisumanas. So what about on Pesach night when you have a Seder and have a Kosis and you say, Abin, Abin, Osanes, because that's bisumanisa. How come we don't say bracha shosanisa? So according to the Rishonim say that when we say the bracha, Shem Yolon and Golas, I was sending in Mitzrayim, that's the equivalent, that takes the place of shosanisa and Golasanisa. So we say the bracha on Mikra Megillah, that's the Birchas HaMitzvah, even though it's only Rabban. Say the bracha Shas and Nisa because there's an element of Pesumi Nisa here. And we say Shachyanu because we haven't read the Megillah since last year. Shabbos, when you read the Megillah B'Lai, you read the Megillah Bayom, then you say Shachyanu Bayom. You just read the Megillah last night. So on last night you read the Megillah, you haven't read the Megillah since last year. But should you say Shachyanu in the morning? So that's a machloke. So the Rambam says you don't say Shachyanu in the morning. Yes, read the Megillah B'Laila. Taisus Abdallah the Manala is a machlok psak. The Taisus there writes, you do say Shachyanu B'Avodka because the Ike Kriya is Bayom. What does that mean? The Ike Kriya is Bayom. So that's an issue. So some suggest, and Afrenim have this suggestion, that great about Shlomo Levilla came up with this idea. The Nick of Megillah Balayla was introduced by Rabbi Shulda Levi. Maybe in the days of the Tanakh they never had it. The Mishnah is still not so, but the great advice had the suggestion. Maybe the Mikra Megillah, that how do you know you believe the Lake of Megillah? It says, Hayamuela this Karim and Asim. This Karim means that it's spoken of. Maybe you speak about Purim, Mikra Megillah. So the suggestion was made by a great advice. Until the days of the Amorah, until the days of the Shulam Levi, Abdallah Manava, the Megillah was only read by Yom, it wasn't read by Lai. It was a Takana Mulchetis. So maybe that's what Tosfos means. Probably not. Maybe that's what Tosfos means, that the Hikik Kriya is by Yom, that the Kriya by Laila was not, that it didn't exist in the days of the Talmud. So maybe that's why he's saying Shafyano by Yom, because the Hikik Kriya by Yom. Now let's give other fancy interpretation. What does it mean, Hikik Kriya by Yom? What is more complete about the Kriya Sayyam than the Kriya Sayyam? So some say based on the Gemara, the Gemara rests on Yudala, Hakamonomi said Halel. And Pur, Hakamonomi said Halel on Chanukah. Yudomi said Halel on Pur. So the Gemara gives three different answers. The one answer is Kriyasa Zuhalayim. When you read the Megillah, implicit within the Mikra Megillah is a Halel. But gives another two answers, not so. The one answer is that the Kriyasa Megillah serves as the halal. So halal is only by Yom, and not yet say halal alayla. So this one can only say halal by Yom. So maybe the mikra Megillah by Yom contains an added element. Mikra Megillah by Laila is Kriya Stanach. Yelaini Kriya Stanach. But it's also Kiyama. But the Kriya by Yom has an added feature. It's also an element of Tfila. The Gemara has there. The Gemara says, how do you know? I'm Dala and Amaral. The Gemara says, how do you know? But you have to read the Megillah by Yom, Balayla, to repeat it by Yom. The Gemara quotes the Pesach from Tehillah. Alatai Eko Yom Valosana, Balayla Velodam Yoli. That's in that chapter in Tehillah that the Gemara says, Esra Malka said that, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani Rachim Kishuasi, why did the Rebbe Shalom not help him? So the Gemara said, Esther offered that prayer when she went to Achashverosh Shalai Kados. He had invited her. So she said that to him. In the middle of that chapter, the Tehillim says, "Alakayek yamu v'lasana, alai levedo lo demili." I cry out, I daven to the Rebbe Shlomo, and he doesn't answer. I cry again. I repeat the tefillah time and time again. So Mikra Megillah is an implicit form of the tefillah. Mikra Megillah is not only Kriyas Tanakh, like Kriyas Haftarah, Kriyas Haftarah, Kriyas Ksuvim. It's also a form of tefillah. So we want to daven by Laila, we want to daven by Yom. We repeat the tefillah. We want to answer by Laila. It's an implicit form of tefillah, just like we saved our ancestors so many centuries ago. He should save us now as well. And then there's a third kiyum of Hallel. So that's what some suggest, that the kiyum of Hallel is only Mikra Megillah by Yom. Mikra Megillah by Yom only has the first two aspects. That it's Kriyas Tanach B'Tzibur, like Kriyas Ather, Kriyas Ather, and it's a form of tefillah, the Kayak Miriam of Isana. But the third aspect, that the Kriyas on Megillah, Kriyas Zuhal Leila, Gemara has a Daf Yudalev, that's only by Yom. So there's an added element to the Mikra Megillah by Yom that wasn't there by Lion. So maybe that's what this is being done, Dalva and Menachem. Maybe that's why you say Shabbat. I'll come upon it, that's the story. We say, the Gemara says, you say three brachas, mana. The Rashi said, Mikra Megillah, Shef Yonam, and Shabbos and Nisim, by the same. I quote in the Halagas of the Stipler, it was a Rabbi Horowitz, who was a brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who learned by the Stipler as a teenager. The Stipler was a Malamed, and she was a native. The Stipler married the sister of the Chazanish. She had something like 12 or 14 brothers and sisters. They all got born and they all married Tamina Chacham. The sisters married Tamina Chacham. The father was a rabbi. So the Stipler married one of the sisters of the Chazanish. So when in his old age, he was half deaf, he couldn't hear so well. So when he heard Mikra Megillah, he used to say the three brachas on his own. And then he could even lay himself, he would strain himself to hear the Balkure lay. He would stand right next to the Balkure to hear. So the quote there, he would say the three brachas on Mikra Megillah, and Shafyan and Shas and Nisim, Manach, Nisim, Shafyan is the end, yes. And then he would pay attention to the Balkari, say the three brothers, and say Amen, 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 and then he would listen to the Balkari lay. So that's interesting, he wasn't concerned about Epsic. He said the bracha over Nasiyah, so you read it before. So he said all the three brachas before he was a train, you won't hear every word of the bracha from the Baal Korah. So after he said the three brachas, he said Amen, Amen, Amen to the same three brachas of the Baal Korah, and then there's a chiddush, and he wasn't concerned by Hefsek. So that's a big machlokes. Let's say a person puts on Mishal Yad, it's not supposed to be mapsik before he puts on Mishal Yad. What if he hears someone else say the bracha, Baniach Tzula? That's the bracha that he just said, and it's not supposed to be mapsik. People are nechvim and putting on the shorosh. But if that comes to do the help, you say amen. Someone say shahako or shasamisa, you're going to say amen. It's with anechvim or shorosh, that's a hefsik. But here the guy's saying, anechvim, is that a hefsik or not? So that's a big machloek for Sakra. Is that a hefsik? That's the bracha that you're holding by. So maybe it's a hefsik. Apparently the cycle felt that it's not a hefsik. He said the three brachas, but it was afraid he won't hear it clearly from the Baal Korah. And then he didn't bother him to say amen. So Reji goes to say, so Reji gives the recommend. Says in Shulchan Aruch, that every yontif, when he says Shach Yontif, based on Shul Silkes, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Gemara, so really you can say Shach Yontif while you're walking in the street. Shach Yontif, Amar Afila Bashur. It's not necessarily connected with the Kiddush. But if you say Kiddush anyway, ala kos, so why not enhance the Hashimus of the bracha of Shach Yonah? Say the bracha of Shach Yonah at the end of the Kiddush. So it would be a bracha. We have bracha ala kos, it's a fancier, more elegant bracha. We say bracha ala kos. So we say Shach Yonah ala kos at the end of the Kiddush. On Yom Kippur, nobody makes Kiddush. So you say Shach Yonah and Shul, that's a kol nidrei. Everybody says Shach Yonah. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you should not have the following practice. The Chazan is going to say Shach Yonah, everybody's going to say Amen, then we're going to say Shach Yonah. When we say Amen, maybe we would just say it's even the Bracha of Shach Yonah. But what are we saying about the Bracha of Shach Yonah?
But I've been asking the same Shalah for 10 years. Why do they do it by Hallel? Why do they do it by Sviya Soymer?
So Rav Soloveitchik said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, everybody should say along with the Chazan, because we're going to say Amen first, then maybe you were yotze with the bracha Shach Yonah, maybe you shouldn't say Yom Shach Yonah. Rabbi Soloveitchik said you should do the same by Hallel. You shouldn't wait to listen to the bracha of the Chazan and say Amen, because then maybe you yotze with the bracha. You should say along with the Chazan and finish before him, and then say Amen on the bracha of the Chazan. So others are not happy. It's a hepsik. What do you mean? I said Hashem Gashem HaSasarom Likro Sahalel, and then I say Amen to the Chazan's bracha before I start the Hallel. It's a hefsik. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was like this type of, that's not a hefsik. You say amen to the bracha that you just said. That's not a hefsik. So fine, like another mikra sahara before. He held like this type of.
Spheres always say the same thing.
Spheres, I know also. He always said first. He was like, right.
First. People like us who are the very
right. So he recommended everybody should say along with the chazan, with the rabbi, and then say amen. We should hurry up to finish our bracha first, and we'll be able to say amen to the chazan bracha to the rabbi.
What's the added value? So even if you, it's one thing to say it together, so but you can end at the same time. The imam says the added value is there.
Okay, if you end at the same time, so you don't have to say amen on your own bracha. But if you end before, the shulchanot they say you should finish Afyanu on Leil Yom Kippur before the chazan, so you'll be able to answer amen to his bracha. So consider the hashivus. So that's really. Shach Yonah on Leil Yom Kippur, there's no shalom hepsik in anything, but to finish Likra Sahala before the Chazan, and then to say Amen, that's a shalom hepsik. Rav Soloveitchik took like the stifler. It's not a hepsik. The Mincha Zaluza has a chiva about this. The Linkacha has a chiva. He thinks like that also. To say Amen, Laniach Tfilin, is not a hepsik, but he quotes it. It's part of the discussion by Gwal Yisrael. If I finish Gwal Yisrael, then the Chazan says, Abba, Gwal Yisrael, I didn't start Shemon Esrei yet. Am I allowed to answer Amen? Because we want to have Smichas, Gubu, and Kriya. Then maybe Amen is a hepsik between the Gwal Yisrael and the Shemon Esrei. So they say, even if you hold that it's not a hepsik, they say Amen after Laniach Tfilin. It's not a hepsik, but it could be that by Gwal Yisrael there's still a problem, because it's not just a din of hepsik. It's a din you want Smichas, Gubu, and Kriya. Maybe smichas requires something more than the lihefsik. That's a machloek. Maybe smichas gula tefillin requires more than hefsik. But aliyah, it's a shayna ben hefsik.
They say the same thing every storm when the Chazal went, I guess it's the Barak Danyante, but when they do the Berkas Kohanim, so if you weren't nervous that maybe you could lose your space, you just replace it, that the Chazal would say Amen, to the Kohen's, to the Brach of the Kohanim. So maybe it's the same point. Since that's what you're up to in this one, actually, it's not considered an effort for the Chazal to say Amen.
No, it's big principle when the Chazal says Amen, the Brach Hashem Yishmerecha, that's not an effort. But they say, let's say the Quran said the bracha, she could have shown it, because the Shah 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 Shah
So that means they can say Amen.
So really should say Amen after Hashem Yishmerecha. The only reason why we recommend he shouldn't is he shouldn't get all the bobo. But if he's davening from the Siddur today, everybody has a Siddur. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't daven from the Siddur because the Nusach HaTfilah was part of Torah Shabbat Teh. And at that time, in the days of the Tanoim, it was prohibited to write down the Torah Shabbat Teh. So the Hefet to write down the Torah Shabbat Teh came in stages. So the Hefet to write down the Mishnayis was in the days of Ravina Ravashi. That's the first time. That's the most I find in the most necessary books. Mishnahis weren't written down until the days of Ravina Ravashi. The Gemara wasn't written down until way later, till the middle of the Sagoina. Then the Machzah wasn't written down until later. The Siddur wasn't written down until Ravina Ravashi wrote the Siddur. And then the Machzah is only for Yom Tovim. The Machzah, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, that wasn't written down until the days of the Rishayim. The Balamoy writes in Rosh Hashanah that he was growing up and he was a teenager. The people didn't have a Machzah, and the people didn't know how to say it. Then Sukkim, Machzah, Kanashayim, they said, who knew it by heart? So the people didn't say Machzah, Kanashayim. People just said the first three brachas of the Shemana Esrei, the last three brachas are the same. You have to change HaMelech HaKadosh, and that sounds so complicated, they say. The middle bracha of the Shemana Esrei, and Rosh Hashanah, they used to say the same as any other yom. Ata b'chatan u'kal, and the tikkun ha'am shamo kenu ziyam ha'zikor and hazeh, yom t'ruh mikra kodesh, yalub yavoy, yom Rosh Hashanah, that yom ha'zikor and hazeh, then they would say something like v'ha'asiyenu, at the end, not exactly ha'asiyenu, but they wouldn't say ma'asiyenu, they wouldn't say ma'asiyenu, they would rely on the chazor sachat, it was a job of the chazor, to figure out how to say ma'asiyenu. But the Amoyram David Musaf only seven brachas. And the middle bracha was like any other yantra. And then he says, when he grew older, then they allowed the writing down of Machzor, and then everybody was able to say the whole Machzor and Shurkas on their own. That's because the Heter to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh came at stages. The Musaf HaTfilah is considered part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It was composed by the Anshe Knesset. So originally they allowed writing down on the Shnayas, the days of Rabbi and Rashi. Then the days of the Gans, they allowed writing down the Gemara. Then they allowed writing down the Siddur. And years later, in the days of Yerushalayim, they allowed writing down the Machzor. It's less necessary than the Siddur. Siddur is every day. The effort to write it down is a Slash Lashem and Tera Tera Seh. So Mikra Din, the Chazin, should answer Amen Efer Lech Hashem Yishmerecha. The Mishnah says he shouldn't answer Amen because if they have tear, they may make a mistake. But if Sapnachasa, he knows he's not going to make a mistake. He has his finger on the place in the Siddur. So today he's not going to make a mistake. So you should say Amen after the Yishmerecha and the Yechonecha. But the Mishnah Gura quotes Achan, you shouldn't say Amen after the Bracha, Shekinushan, the Shelch and Shavaran, because that really doesn't fit in. That's really a mess. So we say the three Brachas before Mikra Megillah, Baboker, Bayom, and Roshayla. But he says Shachyan or not, Machloke is the Rambam, and he says the Vilna Goyim, Bas is like the Rambam, but he don't say Shachyan in the morning. The Maril writes that his practice was, his personal practice was like Tosis, and they do say Shachyan. But the meaning of Kohol was that they don't say Shachyan. So if he was a Balkoire, he would say, in the morning, of course, he would say, Amikra Megillah, and Shosa Nisim. And then the Balkar would pause, so anybody who wants would say Shachyan so often. Whoever does want should say. And then they would read the Megillah. So in YU, there was always one minyan. There was always one Rebbe. He always had a private minyan with the Davka. They didn't say Shachyan in the morning. The Goyim Shittas. Most of the people don't follow all the Goyim Shittas. yeshivas in Europe, they followed certain things and they're going, but not everybody. In this, they didn't follow. Everybody said, Shechyan, I'm making the Gila. But there was one Rebbe in Wagyu to show that he's a big guy in France. And he doesn't say, he had a private meeting in his home in the yeshiva. The sheep, they wouldn't say Shechyan, and they wouldn't do it like the Maraviva. They wouldn't give people a chance, those who want to say Shechyan. They wouldn't give them a chance. They would start playing in the Gila. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah talks about Machmir Shabbat, the Barakhi Barakhi. That's the bracha that you say if the Mikram begins. What's the bracha if? So you say, where is your baby? What done is the baby? And again, this Mikram say, so later you said that as a child he once visited in Brisk. He spent more time with the other grandfather, with his father, his mother's father, than the old Feinstein, who was a Moshe Feinstein's uncle, was the absolute grandfather. So Rachel's mother and Moshe Feinstein were first cousins. So, and then he said, as a child, he visited Rav Chaim very few times in Brisk. So he said, on one occasion, when he visited, Rav Chaim was holding a drasha and explained, Rav Tas Rivan Tantas Dinam, the Kantas Nikmasa, was like the Grand Rav Chaloshim, the Nusim, the Alamisim, the Chanukah, was parallel to here. Rav Tas Rivan, Rav Tas Rivan, what done is the name of Anokim, is the Kasein, what are the three expressions? So he said, Rav Tas Rivan, he showed from the Medrash, there's a Pasuk in Navi, Nitzav L'Riv Hashem, that the Aledinim, who have it in Torah, when they're fighting with each other about whether I owe you money or not, so each one presents his case, that's called Rav Tas Rivan. The Rav Shalom acts as if he's the Baldin on our behalf. Rav Tas Rivan, the Rav Shalom judges the case as a Dayan. Then the Kampus is Muslim, he's the Shoker. You have Shoker and the Shoker. The Shoker passes the Din Torah. And if the guy doesn't want to pay the money, then the shoter forces him to pay the money. Or the shoter gives the malchus, and the shoter sees to it that he gets the punishment, whatever the punishment is supposed to be. So he said, the Rebbeinu Shlomo acts as if he's the baldin. He tithes on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Rav Tas Rivan. Why does he have to act as a baldin? Why can't we tithe on our own? So he said three different suggestions from the time. So I remember two of them, I don't remember the third one. Said one suggestion is we don't even know how much Hepsis the Goyim did. They killed so many tzaddikim in the Second World War. The Nazis killed so many. They destroyed so many yeshivas. We don't even know what a Hepsis we suffered. So whenever the Balbin is allowed by Taina, let's say you have Yisurim or the Kuchas. I come to you and I say, your father owed me a fortune of money and he passed away. I'm coming to you to collect. You weren't there when he borrowed the money. You weren't there when he went into the business. To the Yisrael or the Lekuchas, I come to someone that bought karka. I say, the one who sold me the karka owed me money. Never have a right to take for the karka. The Lekuchas don't know what happened. So the Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Sach picha lo'ila. If a person is mute, and he doesn't know how to talk, you should help him out. You should speak on his behalf. So the Gemara has a name, Sach Picha Lo'ila, Tainina. The Beznan dances a tainet for the Yisanim of the Kuchas. Whenever the Baledinim are allowed by tainet, because they don't know what to say, they're not familiar with the case, then Beznan should advance the tainet on their behalf to help them out. So that was one suggestion. Rav Chaim said, we don't even know what a great hepsed the Yisanim did by killing all the Talmud and destroying all the Shulis, destroying all the Stormen. So the Baruch Shalom has to advance the Taina on our behalf. Then he gave another suggestion that I think the Kuzari said, that all the Rishonim, all the Gedolim discussed the phenomenon of anti-Semitism. Why do they hate the Jews? What does it bother them? So many suggest because the Baruch Shalom offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, and they turned it down, and then the Jewish people accepted it. The Jews, the others could have accepted it also. If we accepted it, we try the best of our ability to observe it. We fall in once in a while, but we try the best we can, so they could have done it also. So when they look at the Jews, so they're jealous, they realize they could have accepted the Torah also, and they could have also done the best of their ability. So they have a guilty conscience, and when they hate the Jewish people, that's really their expression of hatred against God. The Jews represent the Rebbeinu Shalom, we are Am Hashem, and we accepted the Torah, they didn't want to. So they're attacking the Jewish people is really indirectly attacked against the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is really the Baldin over here, so that's why he, Rav Tas Rivan, Dan Tas Dinam, he's the guy that accomplished in Muslim, he is the Shoter, he punishes them. So that's the parallel between the bracha after the Megillah and Al Anisim and Chanukah have all the three exceptions. All the three expressions appear. The Abchaim interpreted a medrash like that. There's a medrash that says sometimes the Baruch Shalom stands in the Torah, sometimes the Baruch Shalom sits. Nitzav Lariv Hashem, the Baruch Shalom stands in the middle of the Torah when you're judging people. And sometimes it says it's Yoshev, he sits. One is he stand, one is he sit. The Gemara said, depending on his judging, the Jews are judging the Goyim. What does that mean? So the Abchaim interpreted when he's judging the Goyim, he first acts as a Toyen, as a Baldin. So the Baldin has to stand in the Torah. Then, when he judges the case, he judges as a Dayan, so the Dayan has to sit. He gave other interpretations also. Okay, we finally learned a little bit more.